Yellen in congressional testimony, Buffett on bonds, and Boehner to act on Benghazi. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. Well, the week ahead is characterized by a lot of public talks by Fed officials, and that includes Fed head Janet Yellen, who provides testimony to the Joint Economic Committee on Wednesday and the Senate Budget Committee on Thursday. There's no telling what exactly she'll say, but a Bloomberg headline on Friday read, Yellen's Fed resigned to diminished growth expectations. A Wall Street Journal story on Sunday reports that it finds upward pressure on wages at a wide range of companies across the country. Some of the companies that it cites are asset manager State Street Corp, coatings manufacturer PPG, Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, and restaurateurs like Chipotle Mexican Grill and Darden. The Journal says, as a share of national income, employee compensation is at its lowest level since 1951. Just how does upward wage pressure square with what's been going on in the economy? How about a labor force that has just lost an additional 800,000 workers? Fewer workers, therefore higher wages, but it may be more complicated than that. In any event, in the past year, the population rose by more than 2.25 million people, but during the same period, the labor force rose by only 62,000. It is only because of people disappearing from the labor force that the unemployment rate got chalked down to 6.3%. Some 30,000 people turned out for Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholders meeting in Omaha over the weekend. The atmosphere at the Warren Buffett celebrity event has some components that are actually circus-like. There was Bill Gates. He participated in a newspaper-tossing competition. And Paul Anka was there, joining Buffett to sing a customized version of the song My Way. In terms of substance, Buffett's position on the bond market is quite clear. As he told one interviewer, I don't think there is a good long-term fixed income investment. House Speaker John Boehner is said to be close to forming a select committee to investigate the Benghazi incident. It would be good if there were a complete investigation, one that would reveal exactly what the U.S. government was doing in Benghazi, why the ambassador was there. Ambassadors are generally found operating in capital cities, Tripoli in the case of Libya, and whether Stevens was a CIA man, whether the entire operation involved running guns to Syrian rebels, including al-Qaeda affiliates, and exactly what else may have been going on in Benghazi. But all of those things could reflect very badly on the Republicans too and administrations gone by, so my prediction is that any select committee investigation will cover up the real story and focus solely on what matters in Washington. And what matters in Washington? Winning partisan advantage, in this case partisan advantage, over Obama and Hillary Clinton. And that is not the kind of investigation that we so badly need. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for today. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.